People don't really try that many of these, which kind of surprised me, because I seem to try a lot of them. Part of that is that I get higher end debtors, so there's more dollars involved. More recently, it seems the banks have gotten, how do I say this, more zealous about pursuing this kind of stuff. The U.S. Trustee's Office has announced, at least, I don't know if they've announced it publicly, but they've told me that they are launching a more aggressive campaign and that they will be filing more 727 actions. Now, historically, the big, bad, ugly guy in the room was the Cato Company. So when you start reading these opinions, a lot of them involve the Cato Company. These are all 727 cases, not 523 cases, because Cato Company buys defaulted business debts. And the most recent one I had was a guy who had a car leasing business in California that Bank of America got a judgment against him for $300,000 several years ago, and Cato Company bought it. Well, how does Cato Company prove fraud under 523 when they're an assignee of the debt? So what they do is they come in and file the 727 actions. Now, I will say there's the for all this stuff, in the little article, I cited mainly Fifth Circuit authority. I didn't go around the state and do every judge. Let me suggest that if you're going to try these kind of cases, you need to look for and read the opinions from your judges to see how they think. In Austin, for instance, Judge Gargatta has written 2 30-plus-page opinions on these. One of them is the case Partners in Family Medicine versus Nolan, which was his first adversary, which is a great opinion because I won.